Well, here we are, the summer vacation, the slew of live episodes, so we can just get out of the studio and get sanity back into our brains.
Get to the beach, get these binoculars out, try to see some twins out there.
All sorts of twins.
It's twins!
Yes, this is our live episode recorded, what was this, last June?
Yes.
Right? No, May. In Los Angeles, California, the beautiful Hollywood Improv. It was a fucking great show, great room, great staff. It is, I think, my favorite room to play in the country.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we had a total blast talking about this really weird movie.
A weird movie in which an angelic simpleton, Arnold Schwarzenegger, meets fuck beast Danny DeVito, his long lost brother.
Totally.
I'm hot the whole time, Arnold. Hot the whole time.
That couch creature coming out for you.
Dude, this character's got like a larger head count than some porn stars out there.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
He is taking some ladies to bed.
And I want to say, just close your eyes and imagine us all in twins shirts, because that's what we did.
Yes. That's right.
That was a lot of fun.
It was like... I think the line is literally called like Vincent Ware or something like that. And it's like, you can buy these shirts. I kept mine. I think a couple of you dudes threw them out in the green room the club.
Yeah, that's in the garbage.
That was their problem, I guess. I took it home because, as someone pointed out recently, a lot of the shirts that I've bought for like our virtual live show bad t-shirt competitions, mm-hmm. I'm just wearing.
Sure.
And it is just, I am Patty and Selma, dude. That line, like, it started out as a Halloween costume and then worked its way into the regular rotation.
I mean, I had to keep the shirt. How many times you own a piece of, you know, casual wear like that is labeled extremely flammable? I don't get that often. You need to like that.
Totally, man. If the shirt brushes up against your nipples too hard, a fucking fire is going to break.
Walk outside on a summer day in New York City, just open flame right there.
Fire on your tit, dude. Absolutely.
Then somebody can take a picture of you. Oh, that's a Pink Floyd album cover. There you go. Get that one. That's all done.
But here we are, gang, live at the beautiful Hollywood Improv, talking about Ivan Reitman's Twins. Enjoy.
Wasn't my choice, it was meant to be. We were connected even when apart. We got together, now the river to stop. Twins, united, us hiding in. Yeah, when you're twins, the magic just never ends. If one me is good, then two.
Oh boy.
These shirts are incredibly affordable. Just as an FYI, like, it's really cheap.
I'm thankful that we're no longer smoking in clubs, because these things are gonna go up like that.
Watch the lamps, because they really could just do it. I mean, any minute now.
You wear these shirts when you want to go protest global warming in DC. You know what I'm saying? Some of you knew what I was saying. Oh, man. Los Angeles, what is happening?
Hello, everybody.
So I'm going to try to move back a little bit there.
Open it up a little bit.
As fantastic as my ass is, y'all don't want that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It has been a minute since we've been to this fair city. And it's great to be back. Thanks so much for coming out, y'all. This is very, very cool. How many of y'all saw us the last time we were here? A couple folks.
Yeah, there you go. Repeat customers. I love it.
Repeat customers. Yes, that's right.
That's what you're going for every time.
Any first-timers here seeing us for the first time?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I like that.
Well, first, I'd like just to get to know you.
Yes.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
No, wrong movie. Wrong movie.
Shit.
That's wrong movie.
Second Reitman. That's the second Reitman.
And I can understand how it's confusing, because the one we're going to talk about tonight, Twins, is the first of two high concept movies that these guys did together that both revolve around juggling semen in one way.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Not like a jester, but you know what
I mean.
How
does that happen? Because this was such a hit. They were like, go back to the well of semen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Go like, back to the fluid well, get us another comedy. And in between them, right, was Kindergarten Cop?
Yes.
I guess that was the one that didn't fall
into
the mold.
There's not as much semen in that one.
No.
Well, they already made all the kids at that point.
Yeah, there's true. High concept, and then there's a fuel injection heist that happens in the third act of this movie that is just sort of like, huh.
Yeah.
I thought it was just like, he's the big guy and you're the small. Okay, that's fine too. Yeah,
yeah, sure. It's like, you know, buddy comedy, road movie thing that Dominic Toretto should be handling.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you want to see if we can do this?
Yeah.
All right, let's give it a whirl here. My name is Andrew Jupin.
I'm Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
Steven Sadak.
And we are We Hate Movies from New York City. Oh, mercy. We are here to talk about Twins from 1988, directed by the late, great Ivan Reitman. First of all, I wanted to sort of cast this out. Anybody here a twin?
Really?
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, and you're right here? You're so fucked.
Identical or just twin?
Well, it's a twin sister, so identical would be kind of weird.
Okay.
Of course.
But do you psychically know what she's doing right now?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Oh,
like,
okay,
oh really? So like, if like we see in this movie, like if she spilled coffee on her hand, you wouldn't be like, oh.
No. Can you, if you were in New Mexico trying to find her, could you sniff her out?
Yeah. Could you walk down the street like a dog and find her?
No. See, he's just a regular twin. What a God's twins, not an abomination.
That's
like
true.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, right.
So Arnold Schwarzenegger is a living nightmare that was raised on the island of Dr. Moreau. Is that how that works?
They're on the other side of the beach from all the cat people and whatnot.
Uh-huh. It's also kind of a red flag when a German scientist goes to a tropical location.
Yes.
Nope. So many people had to say yes to slide that shit through. And you know somebody noticed it. Somebody was like, oh, I just, but I don't want to say, and then the movie came out and it was like,
So the basic premise is six guys went into a cup, a science cup, I guess it's a beaker.
We'll call it a
cup for science.
Yeah, it's a beaker.
It's not like a solo cup. You're not playing beer pong.
No.
Although cinema has put semen in those cups before. That's
cinema
American pie.
Cinema has graced us with a lot of great things.
Yes.
So you put six guys come into a beaker, and then you put into the Large Hadron Collider.
Yeah.
And somehow you slam them all together into one sperm that inseminates this woman. Because I keep saying they have six fathers.
Yes.
Do you remember this, in The Fly, David Cronenberg's The Fly, they take out a large maggot from Gina Davis in a dream sequence. That is what this thing has got to look like. By the end of all this shit, because the machine looks like it's jerking off anyway when you see it.
It could just walk on in.
Never hear what the mother's deal is. It's not like, I needed the money, or it was an art project, or I believe in American superiority or anything.
You know, she's got that whole spiel at towards the end, kind of about like, and my paintings were popular for a while, and I made money. Is that bullshit? Is it like experiment was the money?
I think so.
Someone over there agreed. I heard a
How many landscapes do you really need, you know?
That's true. I wanted to ask some other stuff twin-related really quickly. So,
please.
You noticed we came out to that fantastic Twins theme song, which is Little Richard and some other guy.
Nice.
Philip something, and it's your classic like movie music video where it's like they're performing the song standing in a convertible that's open, and Arnold and Danny are sort of off to the side, and that was an afternoon. But the lyrics to this shit, so just really quickly, twins united outside and in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that speaks to like the psychic thing a little more.
And whatever general like diseases they might carry together, genetic stuff.
Right.
That's true.
There's bad kidneys within.
Propensity for alcoholism.
Now, what happened to you? Hey, I could feel it. I smile and cry without knowing why. More psychic shit. So you're saying the psychic shit is no good?
Absolutely not.
None of that.
So this is so disappointing.
None of that.
And
your twin is female. Is there any Lannister stuff? Is that?
Oh, all right. You know what?
I don't know.
We're gonna move on.
That's what the TV told me.
Yes. We're getting the red light already. I had no idea.
So that's a no, I guess. Okay.
All right. I'm gonna try one more.
Write that down.
Because I got like three more, but I'm only trying one more. When you're twins, which you supposedly are. the magic just never ends. Is that true? There it is. There it is. All right.
That's one. They got
so
one
the
right.
Song wasn't totally full of shit.
No.
Okay. No. That's fine.
But yeah, so it's like, you know, we see this whole like opening montage, and already you're like, well, that's a lot. Like, how about if they were just regular twins and like, oh, wow, we had an Italian mother and an Austrian father, and who would have fucking guessed it?
I mean, I don't
know. Well, because then it's not funny. Then they're not, you know, turning it on its head.
Yeah, I'm not sure, though. I think it's nice to set this right on an island right near Argentina or Brazil.
Uh-huh.
Who knows?
So he's a boy from Brazil.
A man.
A man.
He's 35 years old when we meet him, which means that he was created in 53. Have 8 years to relocate?
Yeah.
7-8 years to relocate? Not
plenty
bad.
Plenty of time to move, dude.
Yeah, no problem.
He has six fathers. One was a Nobel Prize winner. One was a football player. Mm-hmm. And one is just known as Mr. X. He had a funny little mustache.
I gotta say, this whole thing's kind of weird from the jump because you get like the photo.
Yeah.
There's like the file photo of the people doing this experiment, and you get all the dudes lined up, you know? No one under like 57.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all just really old. There's like the one guy that looks like Jack LaLanne, like
yep.
He's pulling a boat with his teeth.
I feel like that's because they wanted two of those guys to come back for, like, are in the movie.
Yeah.
So, like, you should have just have them all be kids, like, yeah. Really young people.
But if they're young, you know, those swim faster, I think. So you need them all around the same age. So
right.
It's like, you know, so no one gets ahead while you smash them all together to make the super cut.
Yes. There's a sperm version of the monster from The Relic is really what it is in there.
Oh, ew.
Just a bunch of shit maxed together.
We're told this over like a montage of like, it's Arnold's birthday. We literally see him blow out candles, which is really nice.
Oh, that's kind of perfect, right? It's like this. Do you think it's a thing where like the dude has told them like, all right, on your 35th, that's when I'm going to give you the straight dope. And just every birthday, and it's like, finally, 3-5. Let's do it.
It's really, yeah, 35 is a long time to wait. Like, maybe in your 20s, you know, you don't want to, like, upset somebody when they're a teenager.
Sure.
I guess you're just waiting for the heat to die down.
Yes.
Because this guy's hiding out.
Yeah, so when you're 35, you could run for president and find out if you were a genetic
abnormal. Well, this guy's not running for president.
No. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, not of the United States, anyway.
You could lose your virginity at 35.
You can.
He could be a governator, though. He could end up being that one day.
That's true.
That could happen.
I love, so like, yeah, he learns from Tony J. He immediately is going to go off and like he's saying goodbye. I need to know what his sleeping quarters is like. Like, similarly, Island of Dr. Moreau, like,
yeah.
is a Falcon Man, like his roommate kind of a thing.
Yeah, like they're sleeping in the barn. It's like Falcon
right.
Man, Leopard Lady, you know?
I will miss you most of all, Leopard Lady. You are so sweet to me.
Turtle Teddy, you've just been gross, man. I won't miss you at all.
Oh, Eddie the Eel, we've been so close. You taught me how to swim.
Ew, a half man, half eel. That's a stretch. Oh, that's disgusting.
Isn't it wiggle weird, the ass down there.
Isn't it weird, lion buddy, that I'm the weirdest one of us all? Yeah. I am the most implausible because you have one father and one mother and some lion's shit goes on. Me, six dads.
Yeah, we definitely needed more time on the Island of Freaks and
yes.
seeing all these abominations because you know that guy was getting up into crazier shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They don't just stop, dude. They never just stop.
They never stop.
Who, Dad? Who, Father? Who owns this island? Well, it's a German consortium of political members, is what it is, and they're just very, very generous.
Yeah, they're asylum seekers right now. Yeah,
refugees.
We meet Danny DeVito.
We sure do.
And
he's just ejaculated.
I think.
By
yes,
the way,
you know, I didn't.
He's
this
just like seconds before he's introduced into this movie, he's had an orgasm.
This is kind of like a family comedy, right?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
And it's really
at least
raunchy.
That's what part of the movie's telling you.
You got Danny DeVito fucking everyone in sight, and you actually do see the beaker. You see the beaker.
You do see the beaker.
Yeah, full
it gets a little. It gets like a this kind
of
like a good bourbon. It does a little of that, which I thought was unnecessary.
I used to like bourbon.
Tony J is just doing it, and he's like.
See, bourbon you have on the rocks, and that you get your rocks off.
Sure.
I
You still thirsty for bourbon, Steve, or what?
No, I'm good.
No? All right.
I think that, like, the whole Danny DeVito Lothario stuff comes from, like, Ivan Reitman's like, look, I don't know if you're going to read this whole screenplay. It's really rough on you. Like, a lot of the jokes are exactly at your expense. How you look, how disgusting you are. But what if women in this movie find you unbelievably attractive?
Well, okay, I guess.
Yes. Because he's, like, having sex with some lady, and he's like, oh, no, her husband's home.
Oh, yeah,
dude,
totally.
If you come home to Danny DeVito fucking your wife,
oh, yeah.
And not to be rude.
I like how you're saying this movie's so mean to him, and now you're like, could you imagine that fucking
dude,
little freak in there?
He's not here.
That's fair.
Unless.
He could be, I don't know.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, you got to be like, all right,
I mean,
come
that's
on.
Gotta, it has to be the selling point because 10 to 15% of this screenplay is just dialogue directed at him about how he's a mistake. He's disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
I can't even look at you without wanting to puke, says that one scientist.
This scientist is basically like, yeah, then, you know, Arnold was born and then the placenta had eyes and a nose.
Yes. And we decided to bring it up a little bit. And I mean, yeah.
And then immediately give it to an orphanage.
Immediately. And the guy who tells him that, by the way, is the guy who voices Papa Mouskowitz from An American Tale.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So you have possibly one of the sweetest fucking animated characters of all time being like, you're garbage. Every time you look in the mirror, you should see garbage.
Well, his line, I think, is specifically like, oh, yeah, you're all the crap that was left over, and that's what you look at in the mirror every day. And I'm like, hey, Ivan, cut real quick. Like, it's hour four. Like, we're in the second hour of this movie. We got it already, right? He's really good looking. I'm not. Like, do we need to go that far?
So, it's like phrenology for sperm. It's yes. Like, it breaks, you know, the. I don't know how this all works, but okay.
Sure.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
So the sperm.
I'm glad you prefaced this.
Sperm,
all right.
Okay, kids, listen up. Biology
Dr. Siska's here.
Sperm goes into the egg.
Dr. Siska.
And then all the good stuff goes a little to the left.
Yep.
And then all the bad attributes, yes. Like the gambling addiction and stuff, goes to the goes to the left.
That's how biology works. That's how it all works, Eric.
He like leaves. He's a shitheel, essentially. It's the ponytails. My question: What do we feel about the ponytail, ladies and gentlemen? The Danny DeVito. All right,
love it.
I like it in the back. I like it in the back.
So we have. You know, there's a twin here. Is there any ponytails here?
No one's going to admit to that.
Because it's the.
No.
Not seeing
I'll
it.
Throw away all these questions.
It's the bald ponytail, and then, like, sometimes when he unfurls it, he looks like a wrestler, like, at the end of a match.
Dude, it is like if Macho Man Randy Savage had, like, a gimmick where he was paired with, like, a little person.
Yes, exactly.
Because it's just the curly hair, and he's got the horseshoe, so it all works out.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of great. It's a ponytail that says, that guy will steal your car.
Every
which
time.
He does like 4 to 5 times in this movie very easily.
It's his profession. It's his career. His career is, I guess he's a journeyman of sorts.
Sure. He's a swindler.
He, I guess he manages wrestlers.
That's just a dude. No, he rented that office and that was like on the door from the last guy. And it was just like, yeah, I'll keep it. That sounds respectable.
No, yeah, they were my favorite clients. Give me $500, please.
The last guy killed himself in the office before, too. Yeah,
yep,
sure.
Yeah. So it's a cheap office. It's haunted. He didn't have to change the sign out.
I mean, why does he even need an office? Like, right? Like, I mean, he's selling patio furniture. He's taking boxes of socks around town.
He is trying to sell a box of socks at one point.
That's rough. Yeah. That's kind of a rough scene. But I think it's because he's at, like, you know, maybe this business does generate money, but then on the other side of it, he owes 20 large to, like, the vague mafia that's in this movie.
The Mickey Mouse Mafia, which is honestly insulting.
It is.
We came from New York. We're a pro-mafia show.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, every day.
Look, they're just trying to, you know, raise their families and protect the community.
Exactly.
It's disgusting.
I mean, come on. Maury Chaykin is actually the hero of this movie, if you look at it the correct way.
Yeah,
he's just trying to get his money back. Danny DeVito scammed him.
Mm-hmm. And DeVito has this scam going on with David Caruso, who's in this movie for 4 minutes, as like, oh, you leave your car at LAX or the airport, whichever airport it is, probably LAX. You know, leave it there, and he'll be like, hey, there's a new hot car on, like, level P2 that's going to be here for a week. Come steal it.
That you should do like once in your career as that guy. Yeah, he's doing it every 3 days.
It's dude. Like there's no cars left.
I would be, if I'm David Caruso, I'm like, you know, De Niro after the Lufthansa heist. I'm just like, no, you can't have another car. We got to let this shit settle down, man.
You're not slamming against the wall. Danny! Yeah, Danny!
You marvelous motherfuckers! Woohoo! Because his supervisor is like, oh, on every shift this month, a high-profile car has been stolen that you worked. And oddly, I remember when you switched with Terry and that still happened?
Is this the nicest? I know we're already talking about how big of a scumbag he is, but it might be the nicest character David Caruso's ever played on
screen.
Yeah,
that's a good
true.
Point.
True.
It
that's
might true. Be. I mean, he's just stealing cars. I mean,
he's not even stealing them. He's just opening the gate.
He's just halfway
Danny's
there.
Danny's doing the rest.
Yeah. When he gets shot in King of New York, you're like, fucking finally. Somebody got him.
It's a long time coming for that character.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, so he's stealing cars and what have you. And meanwhile, Arnold is...
He rows a boat to an airport.
He rows a boat to the airport. It has to have his own, the land from the island that he's from in the boat for him to be
right. Much like Dracula.
Not like a vampire, yes.
Got it. Yeah. Yeah.
And then he's on the plane doing the yakety yak. No one told me about an inside voice ever. And he's like, oh, what is popular music?
If you do
that's the thing. This movie does not make a decision whether or not, like, he's this homeschooled genius or, like, he's a caveman.
Yes.
Because,
that's true.
Because there's one part, like, later on where, like, a car alarm goes off and he knows enough about car alarm technology where he's like, oh, you lift the car up and if it's above a 45-degree angle, the thing shuts off. And then, like, later, like, seconds later in the movie, he's like, what is a seatbelt?
Which is so,
like... I don't... How does that... If you know
the mercury from the car alarm computer...
What are you even talking about with that?
He was on an airplane wearing a seatbelt.
Yes. Also true. Also true.
Like Tony J, your weird scientist father never had headphones?
No, I think Tony J just really hated Ralph Nader.
Yeah.
He was just like, no, that doesn't exist.
Yeah, I'm never going to tell them about seatbelts.
Don't worry, that's an accurate Tony J impression.
Yeah. If you knew who Tony J is, you'd be fucking dying.
Well, actually, the funny thing is...
Some people are meant to go through the windshield, okay?
There is, in the yakety-yak scene, which I will call the yakety-yak scene...
Did you
take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash.
Yakety-yak, song
don't talk
sucks.
Back.
Clint Eastwood, like, visited the set that day...
That's right.
...and watched Arnold Schwarzenegger go, yakety-yak! And he's like, that guy's got it. He's like... That's it.
I didn't know you were so talented. You're as talented as Clyde.
Yeah, I guess he's working.
You sing better than my ape friend.
Now, just tell me, do you shit in cop cars too? Fantastic. You're going to be cast in a little movie called Unforgiven.
Right turn, Arnold.
This movie's going to gross $1 billion.
Because he even did the, like, he went up to Arnold and was like, you're a great performer.
Yeah.
And I wonder, though, if that... Because, like, he never cast him in anything.
No.
Right?
He's just like, where is he going to go? In a clue.
And you are certainly now a $1 million baby. Wow, where did that stool come from?
Yeah, he could have been the guy that set the stool there.
Is that my daughter in there?
Okay, listen to me really quickly. There might be a bomb in Centennial Park. I do not know.
I, Richard Jewell, am getting railroaded by the American media.
I just don't know what would fit.
I don't know where it would fit, dude.
I don't think it would work in Richard Jewell. I don't think he's eating that donut at the end. I think he said, no, I won't do it. No.
He got all the way through that script, but then it was like, I don't know about the donut consumption.
I'm sorry, Clint. I can't do it. That's too much to ask of me.
I think Clint probably left the set and was like, I was just joking. Are you fucking kidding?
Well, maybe it's good he's not going to be in the movie then.
So he gets to Los Angeles. And yes, like we said, using magic and
his sense of smell finds Danny DeVito, essentially.
Pretty much.
He just kind of walks around Los Angeles until he finds him.
Well, he goes to the orphanage.
That's right.
And he can smell that Danny has slept on a single bed 20 years ago.
Because it's the one I would have chosen.
Because I could save all the kids, you understand. But of course, Danny didn't want to save the kids. He almost burned the place down, according to the mother. Also, the mother superior here.
Mrs. Choate from Seinfeld.
Mrs. Choate, Happy Gilmore's grandmother, she's talking about Vincent. She's like, oh, he was also garbage. I'll add on to this. He is also garbage, to me as well.
When a nun is talking shit about you, that's rough. It's like this character, the Blues Brothers.
Someone on this stage hasn't been to Catholic school, I'll tell you that much.
Well,
and someone has.
Well, see,
no, you know what, dude? I only went to Catholic church and it was fucking miserable enough.
So you can answer this for me then, Steve. So if you were to, hypothetically, at 12 years old, were to fuck one of your teachers,
be molested by...
But that's not the way the movie positions
it. No, it isn't. Like, that's my point. Would you feel okay being blamed for that?
No. I mean, it's weird. It's a sexual abuse thing, and it's like, it's played like every man's fantasy.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, yeah, it's like, 12, he had sex with his nun, and she was defrocked because he's such a weird little pervert.
And the movie stops and is like, nice, nice. Yeah, yeah.
It comes up later, too, because, like, you know, of course, the big scene, you know, it's revealed that he's a virgin or whatever, and he's Arnold asks, you know, Danny about his first time, and he's like, oh, you don't want to hear about that. I was 12 years old, and she was a nun.
I didn't know anything about it. I just crawled right up in there.
Oh, now.
Nice. I wriggled.
Now.
Man, what?
It was now.
Absolute open season on Catholic kids, huh?
For both sides of the aisle.
Yeah.
And that's not great.
No, it's not.
Just take a second.
She was defrocked and kicked out of the church. These other guys are like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just move them around a little bit. Yeah, just put them over there. It's fine.
You get a promotion.
you're now a bishop.
But
congratulations.
She says, like, oh, that little pervert or whatever, he's probably in jail, which... Ironically enough, he is in jail because he never pays parking tickets.
Starts
talking shit to a cop.
He mouths off about getting the car towed and he gets arrested.
When he was trying to sell the socks, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
He's very offended that somebody in the shop that he goes to has clearly said something about you being garbage as well. Because he's like, you don't have to say that. I'm just trying to sell some socks here.
And they do have a brief moment where they're both scratching their ass outside the premiere of Willow, I guess.
Oh, right. Willow's premiering at Grauman's. That was kind of a cool little
teat. I cannot believe they removed it from Disney Plus.
I didn't even finish all 8 episodes.
And that happened to me.
Oh, you didn't get to finish the season?
I didn't finish it. I guess maybe that speaks to the quality. I don't know.
I love when DeVito gets arrested, the cop still like... puts his hand on his head to make sure he doesn't hit the cop. He was never going to hit the fucking top.
No.
Like, it was just touching DeVito's skull for a second.
It's like if I bet you $50 that you could do a slam dunk. Like, there's just no fucking way.
You just made $50, my friend. So he's in jail, and Arnold goes to bail him out, and this is
a great, like, what does he do there? Taxi driver, take me to jail.
Yes. Yeah.
No understanding of where he could be
He should have threw a brick through a window instead, right?
Then he also gets arrested?
Oh, and then they're in there together? Think about the shenanigans in jail.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now it's a prison drama for 10 minutes?
It wouldn't involve an experimental engine, so maybe I'm into it, dude.
The experimental engine, I don't know. I like corporate espionage fun enough, I guess.
Yeah,
but
sure.
They don't do anything with it. You need to have like a motive for that, right? No. Like. Oh, because what's Trey Wilson plays the Beetroot?
Beetroot Johnson or whatever the fuck this dude's name is.
If he was like,
I'm gonna sell it to the Chinese or so, you know, some type of
that's fine.
Intrigue of More. Some kind.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but
so
he's
Beetroot
just
Johnson, was this dude a Fraggle? Did I miss something? Did I miss? Was there a Fraggle in the film?
I mean,
you have to know
that.
You're supposed to be like twins or something, man.
Danny DeVito.
One's smaller than the other one.
Danny DeVito could go hang out with the Dozers.
Oh, now we're eating all this. The Fraggles are eating all that crystalline building material. Chomp, chomp.
Dozers are building us a tunnel to Houston.
Get that dog out. Get it away from me. It's going to eat me.
No, if it's like any casting trends or like how they treat him in this movie, you'd play fucking Marjorie the Trash Heap.
Yes. Right, yes. Perfect.
She was probably a twin. You know, the bad half.
Yes.
And, you know, he's bailing him out. And DeVito, like, doesn't believe, obviously, that they're twins at first. And, like, it takes a while for him to get there, which the movie, you kind of want that to be a little quicker.
It's like, I'm there. Yeah. Yes. I'm there from rental acceptance. Yeah. You know, so, like, get the character there a little faster.
Well, because you saw them in the great shirts.
That's true. The poster, you know what's going on. You know what this movie is about. Almost entirely when you go in.
Well, because now that Danny, I mean, like, they meet, and of course, he doesn't know how to use the phone in the.
That's what I'm talking about. Is he fucking time traveling from 1776? Pick up the fucking phone!
So you can have a couple books. Some books do talk about prison. Yes. I hate to tell you this.
But he bails him out, and he's basically scamming Arnold for money. I guess he's got unlimited island money.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I wonder where they got that from. Maybe they exchanged a couple of gold bars, if you know what I'm saying.
They're technically in francs, but...
yeah, just scratch off that funny-looking cross.
he winds up... They're like, you know, they're going around, and this is when Danny DeVito gets the shit kicked out of him, which I love.
Certainly does, dude. Yeah. They go back to his office right here, and there's some, like, furniture getting repossessed, as happens in these kinds of movies. And then this is what, like, the Mickey Mouse Mafia comes in, and there's a couple of hitmen here. One of them was one of the dudes in No Ma'am, Bundy's guy.
The first round is just one guy.
Oh, okay.
It's
that's right.
One guy who throws him through the very nicely painted door he's got there. He spent all the money on that, I'm pretty
sure. Dude, I'll tell you right now, Danny DeVito flying through a window that's in a door like that, it's kind of great stunt work. It looks awesome.
Here's the thing. It's that scene, and there's the scene in L.A. Confidential when Russell Crowe really pushes the screws.
Yep. This is a nice intro to that.
It's pretty funny. I mean, I'm not a good person.
It's a comedy. Right. It's a comedy. Yeah. So is L.A. Confidential, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's amazing because in L.A. Confidential, he does say, "We're pals, right?"
Yeah, yeah.
And this one, he doesn't. And this one, he's like, "Yeah, you're just going to kill me. Okay."
Arnold comes in, does a Vulcan neck pinch for some reason.
Yeah, you got to license that or what, you think?
And then immediately asks the guy, like, that he says the guy is not behaving logically.
Yeah, yes. He's like, I don't like people that don't have any respect for logic. And I was like, you are getting sued. Like, be very careful how you're dancing around this.
It was supposed to be, you know, Nimoy and Walter Koenig, I think, originally.
Right. We are twins. I am so short. And I am so tall.
How unlogical, but it is.
We missed, of course, the big shove off that Arnold Schwarzenegger does to Sylvester Stallone.
In one of the
most wonderful little moments where he sees the poster, a big poster for Rambo 3, which is the one where he helps the Mujahideen. And
that's right.
He's saying, he compares muscles, and he's like, ah. I could have helped the Mujahideen. I would have killed Russia. I would have slaughtered them.
I could have trained Osama bin Laden so much better.
Dude, do you think it was a thing where, like, in advance of the movie coming out, it was like, Sly, yeah, it's me, Arnold. Yeah, just saying, maybe you should come see the preview screening of Twins we're doing. No reason.
Oh, Sly, look, I just gave it to you on screen. It's amazing, right?
Yeah, it's great, man. I'm super thrilled I left the house to be humiliated in public. That's phenomenal, man.
Look,
that's great.
I made fun of your pathetic muscles. Look how small they are.
It just stops. If you could even believe that this wasn't a movie for 3 seconds, it's like, no, it's a fucking movie. That's an actor. Don't forget about it.
Now, Sly, I want to introduce you to one of our screenwriters. He has a fantastic a project called Don't Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. You're going to love it. I was going to do it.
I'm really thinking about it. No. Don't get me going. I'm thinking about doing it.
Yeah, I love you still, Getty. He's fantastic.
You guys know that, right? He tricked Sylvester Stallone into doing that movie. That's great.
He beats up this dude, and now Arnold and Danny are kind of on the same side.
I like how you fight, Arnold.
And I like how you fuck. I mean, look at you go, the stanima.
Perhaps we could teach each other things.
What if?
Uh-oh.
They're twins, right? Like, we're talking about, you know, genetic material swishing from one to the other.
Mm.
What if everything on Arnold was enormous?
Mm-hmm.
Except.
Yeah.
The and shots. Everything on Danny DeVito was small.
Right.
Yeah.
Except.
Oh. Mm. So he's got like a pogo stick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I got a big Austrian cock. I can't believe it.
I have to get my pants cut long just to shit.
Danny, help me.
But we meet their love interests. One is Chloe Webb, is Danny DeVito's kind of on again, off again girlfriend.
Linder.
And
yeah, it's Linder, please.
Linder. And Kelly Preston, RIP, as the other love interest.
Marnie. She just got out of a long relationship with Sean Connery.
Nice.
That's for the six people that have seen that Alfred Hitchcock movie.
Thank you.
Congratulations on getting that reference.
Thank you.
The movie shows restraint by making them not twins, right?
Yes.
They're not twins.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They're just siblings.
I'm sure they were in probably a previous draft, but the idea of like dating sisters is always fucking weird.
That's a thing in film and like television, dude. I don't know that's.
Yeah, no one's.
Anyone getting excited for that? Like, oh, my brother's dating the like no, right? Yeah. See, it's weird. Did someone woo? Was there a woo? If so, was it a serious woo or sarcastic? Now you're embarrassed either way, so all right.
It does. It might make it easier if you want to do a joint wedding. If you're one of those people, if you're looking forward
so if you're
to
cheap,
doing it.
You're saying,
yes,
yeah, exactly.
Yes, exactly. And
get everybody together anyway.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be there, so just, you know, do it. Whatever.
Split right up.
He meets...
is this at the grocery store?
Yeah, Arnold meets... Sure. But this is after the crazy driving sequence where he doesn't know what a fucking... He learns, and he's also like the short circuit robot where he can read a book real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like he asked Danny for the manual to the car, and he's like skimming it like data from Star Trek.
Yes, yeah.
I need input. I need input. And then Danny's like, I need input too. I need to input it into her.
Wow, we are brothers. We both need input. Did you say input it in her hair? Is that what you?
No, into her.
Oh,
into her.
Got
into
it.
Her.
So they're at a grocery
the hair's
store.
Hair's optional. If you want to spray, go for it.
So they're at a grocery store.
Sure. Okay.
Smoking cigarettes.
They are smoking in a grocery store. Good Lord.
It's another world.
Hey,
another
are these world. Mangoes any good or what? Yeah, no, that potato salad looks fine.
That's a beautiful child you have there. Do you like Fruit Loops?
Listen, you grew up in the 80s. You knew what it was like.
Yeah.
Going to McDonald's, people just smoking.
I mean, how else? A hamburger.
Yeah.
The good old days. That's one way to put it.
And Arnold...
You know, the best part about that, though, is if you go on eBay, you can buy those glorious amber ashtrays that McDonald's has.
Oh, nice.
If you want to spend $60 on a McDonald's ashtray...
They somehow give you cancer faster, I don't know.
It's just touching it, dude. The half-life on those fuckers, you know?
The mailman's in a hazmat suit. Like,
here it is, sir.
We're delivering another McDonald's ashtray.
Just a huge trench of them, and they push dirt over it with a bulldozer.
They also... So Arnold is in this grocery store. Everyone's smoking cigarettes. But there's pornography in the grocery store?
The best damn grocery store in town.
Oh, there's very interesting things about twins in here.
Oh,
my goodness.
Wait, what?
Danny, do they expect us to do that?
Also, like, no plastic wrap, no paper bag over the pornography.
Oh, yeah, sure,
just
man.
Loose grocery store pornography. That was a serious woo. That was a serious woo. That person was like, fucking finally, I don't have to cut the plastic wrap off.
Get to
my pornography, my printed pornography faster.
Sorry, it's on my grocery list. I've got half a pound of London broil, milk, eggs, cigarettes, Hustler magazine.
Honey, cake mix.
Honey, there's just no way we ran out of pornography already. We just bought that two weeks ago.
Yeah, we went through it. I'm sorry. We're going to need some more. Yeah, I know.
Okay. All right. I tried the Hustler last time. I'm going to get this Club this time because it's a little more cheap.
Club?
What happened to that one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it involves, I imagine, a very large dildo type of object, right?
Is that a dildo type of object, well, by the way.
Captain, there's a dildo type of object off the port bow.
And may I say, oh my.
You could fuck a club, like the handle of it?
No, I think a club, like you go to a club.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
okay.
Not like Benedetta. No, not like that.
Not like my favorite movie of the other year.
Marnie, Benedetta, cum jokes. We're all doing great.
Listen, I mean, it's the material. I mean, we thought this was a wholesome movie for you folks, and it turns out it's really gross.
I watched this an unreasonable amount of times as a young child.
Oh, really?
Stunning.
Oh, yeah, just a lot. It was bad. I mean, I wanted to be Danny DeVito. Also a surprise.
You're like 2 feet taller than him. But.
I mean, I tried. The ponytail didn't work.
Yeah, I watched this a lot, too. It was bad for me.
But like, so they, you know, she's attracted to him. He's very attracted to her. So like, kind of like we're like maybe going on a double twin date.
A little
scenario.
Bit of a meet cute, and you know that they might be meant to be together when like he turns around, still looking at the pornography, mind you, and bumps into her, and the pornography goes flying.
Yeah,
and she doesn't run away in disgust. Like he makes up this thing like, oh, I didn't know they looked like that in these magazines, and she goes, she literally says, what, were you born on a secluded island? And he's like, oh, do I have a story to tell you?
If he was, it's a 1988 Arnold Schwarzenegger. He could be reading a magazine that says, how to steal from a woman's checking account. And she's like, say. Yeah.
Okay, well, why don't you just tell me about the flight over from Rio? How was that? Huh? Was that nice?
Yuck and yuck.
You know, then Danny takes Arnold home. He makes the most disgusting microwave eggplant parmesan I've ever seen.
Mm. Yeah. It's, I mean, you know, eggplant parm, it's a very delicate thing. Take out from the grocery store that you then microwave with like half a pound of...
Which also smells like Benson and Hedges now, by the way.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. Real tobacco smell. And you're going to put it in the microwave and you dump like a half a pound of that disgusting Kraft Parmesan cheese on it. Real government issued shit. And this is just teaching him how to like make it good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awful.
No, Arnold, it needs a little more sawdust on it.
Oh, it looks like a brick. That's the way you want it. You want it to look like a cold brick.
Dude, then you see this disgusting little piece of parm here and it's... Bad prop department stuff. It looks like jelly. I don't know what's going on. It's real bad. Like a gelatinous square kind of a thing.
We get a couple of time jumps towards the end of the movie. It'd be amazing in one of them, Arnold is just fat because he's been hanging out with Danny DeVito for so long. He like doesn't go to the gym anymore. He's eating eggplant parm all the time, drinking beer.
Well, where's the deleted scene where they get horrendous diarrhea from this grocery store eggplant parm?
Danny, what is happening to my ass?
Yeah, that's actually true, man. He's not used to this disgusting preservative-laced food.
I have to call my friend the Turtle Man. Turtle Man, you are right. It's terrible here.
I'm popping one of you right now.
I've tried these things called Doritos. I'm never coming back, Turtle Man.
So, you know, Arnold sort of puts out here like, hey, maybe we should go try to find our, you know, our other fathers, our five fathers or whatever. And this is the first time of several times in this movie that you have to hear sperm milkshake.
Yep.
Because Danny says, oh, you want to find the guys who contributed to our sperm
and
milkshake.
He's acting it out, going like, at the table.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's disgusting.
And, I mean, like, also, like, me as a moviegoer, I'm like, well, that's a fine plot for this movie. Like 40 minutes in, and it's like, no, it sort of might be kind of.
There's still a science angle to it.
Yeah,
it's educational.
Well, and you
for
can't forget
kids.
About the mafia. You can't forget about the corporate espionage.
Yeah, yeah.
Which are unrelated, by the way.
No, separate things. The mafia is after Danny DeVito. The corporate espionage people are after both of them. And we get this is the scene where, of course, David Caruso lets in two guys in Hawaiian shirts who have this big thing in their trunk that does something.
Yep.
And it's very important.
Does something. Great point.
It just does something.
That's all we're told is it does something, and it's going to make this dude a millionaire.
And he really, really wants it. And so David Caruso, of course, is like, Oh, man, great car. Okay.
Yeah.
Danny DeVito, scumbag friend of the century. Get over here right now and get this car out of my shit right now. I want $500 on my budget.
And I will lose my job. And he does. They steal the car, so now that like, it's kind of a the wrong man scenario.
Yeah,
a
it's
bit.
Like instead of a briefcase, it's a car from a parking garage.
Sure.
That also may have a briefcase in it. I don't remember.
And basically, Danny calls somebody from the thing, and the guy's like, hey, listen, calls Beetroot McClintock, whatever the fuck this guy's name is.
The
Beetroot part is right. Oh, Beetroot McKinley. There
it is. Damn close.
That's a name. That's a name you have when you assassinate a president. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it.
And what are you, a Zappa? A Dweezil Zappa all of a sudden? Beetroot? I don't know. Nothing. Dweezil Zappa. Nothing.
No, it sounds like a Russian chef or something. You know, Beetroot.
Oh, that's actually true. That's a good one, Eric.
He offers him $5 million to go. He offers him $5 million to go to Houston. Yeah. That's important.
Not a lot of borscht in this town, huh?
Yeah.
All right. You got that gelatinous Parmesan, though, right? Go ahead.
Yeah,
Now
the idea is it's a road movie because we're going to go to Houston, but at the same time, Arnold is like, hey. He goes to see this, like, Jack LaLanne motherfucker.
He
like,
jogs to this dude's house. Somehow an address is given, and it's like, go here. This is where your mother... Oh, it's I think Mrs. Choate gives the address.
Yes, yeah.
And so Arnold jogs to this house, and, like, you don't know where it is or how far away it is, other than he's just pouring sweat. He's jogging in these Chuck Taylors, which, like, enjoy the fucking plantar fasciitis, Arnold. Good Lord. There's no support. He's a fucking 300-pound man jogging in those sneakers.
I'm pretty sure he's had the same wardrobe on for 3 days now.
Yeah.
That is a lot of smell going on around him.
It's probably
right
pretty
now.
Funktacular.
But he's from an island of turtle people. It doesn't matter.
Sure.
To him, yeah. But to everyone else around him, he smells like a petting zoo. All right?
The turtle people never minded.
Leopard lady liked it.
They actually liked, they loved, they would sun on me. The turtle men would come and lay on me.
They would nuzzle me and smell me more.
You people are stuck up.
Yeah, it's my turtle men friends, you know, Raphael, Donatello, Leonardo.
They're all from Ooze.
Yes, they are.
It's true.
And, you know, this guy's like, yeah, your mother might live. The scientist is in Santa Fe or some bullshit, right?
That's what it is. Yeah, he gives him the scientist's address, which is Papa Mouskowitz, dude.
Yes.
And it's kind of awesome because this dude, yeah, he's a big, like, Jack LaLanne looking guy. So he's, like, older, but, like, Arnold's height and really jacked. And he sees this dude coming down his driveway and it's like, oh, fuck. Here, the day I've dreaded for 35 years is here. The chicken's coming home to roost. This gigantic man is about to ask me all sorts of questions about the cum experiment I was part of.
And right in front of poor Jason Reitman, little tiny Jason Reitman right there. Yeah. Just
oh, playing
hello.
Basketball. Yeah, totally.
Hi.
My dad says you're full of crap.
Oh, right. His famous line in Ghostbusters, too.
Exactly.
Nice.
You're full of crap.
You should have said that to Danny DeVito. Made of crap.
But Danny doesn't want to take him, but he winds up wanting to do so. This is also Arnold takes a shower after all of this. Still reprise of Yakety Yak, and Clint Eastwood's laughing somewhere.
Oh, I only saw him do it the one time, but he reprises that brilliance again. Ha, ha, ha. That is probably how Clint Eastwood laughs, right? Ha, ha, ha. This is my laugh of the year.
I was 40 years young when that song first premiered. Back in 1959.
Dude, and then someone's like, wow, I didn't think Clint thought it was funny at all. No, that was hilarious. He said laugh twice. That's the most he's ever laughed, is saying it twice.
That kid's got it. But he, you know, Kelly Preston runs into him on the shower, and she's like, say, that's
oh,
kind of that thing. You
yeah,
know,
pretty like, pretty nice.
So we're all going to drive together, like it's the Irishman, the four of us in a car, in a Cadillac.
Yeah, I would prefer it if you did not smoke in the car.
Okay, I have to leave for a little bit and get a flight. No, paint a house.
But Danny, Jimmy Hoffa is my friend.
Oh.
Why does the car smell like fish?
Listen, Arnold, it's $5 million to off Jimmy Hoffa.
I think DeVito was in Hoffa, separate
he
movie.
He was. Oh, he directed it.
Separate, yes, yeah. He was.
Parallel,
yes,
paths.
He was.
Oh, yeah. Parallel paths indeed.
But they're driving, and, you know, where this is when the score starts going fucking nuts.
Dude, so this movie is peppered very inappropriately with what we like to call Fat Guy John Candy music.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I mean, it if you hear it, you get it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's not quite blues,
yeah,
but it's not quite children's music.
Yeah. A lot of
but
piano.
But it's fun as fuck.
Yeah.
You know? Like, if you hear it, you know you're having a good time. You don't know why.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like, you know that song, if anyone was in here at the start of our playlist, the Ghostbusters?
Yeah, it's
let me tell you a story about a little town, yeah, I know, yeah, the piano's fucking going ape shit. Yeah. That's Fat Guy John Candy music. And this movie, which has a lot going on, that's a spice that you didn't need in the chili. Yeah.
It is a song only good for, like, a pizza delivery guy who's, like, 5 minutes away from losing all of his money,
yes,
if he doesn't,
yeah,
deliver.
I don't,
that is what it's for.
Honestly, I don't mind that. I mind the, like, sentimental piano.
Oh, the treacly, sure, one. The dun, dun,
yeah,
dun.
Oh, my, yeah, Lord.
Clint sweet. Eastwood's like, wait a minute. A tiny little piano riff?
My
this
grand.
Is my favorite comedy of all time.
I'm going to use that, my Gran Torino.
My Gran Torino, my Gran Torino, my Gran Torino.
I love this. What do the kids call it? Fat Guy John Candy music? Excellent stuff.
Meanwhile, Marshall Bell is moving through this movie like a Coen Brothers agent of death. Just like killing, yes, people. Yes. And I'm like,
yeah,
what the fuck is that? Like, it doesn't make any... Like, he kills like the two guys that hire him like kind of violently. And then like he goes to raid Danny DeVito's apartment and then like shoots everyone of the in the mafia. So, like,
he shoots
two subplots meet each other. And I couldn't believe it was going to happen.
It's like, you got to watch it there. That movie's going to collide with that movie. Oh, my
exactly.
God. Someone call the tower. These two movies are going to collide.
And this actor, what, Marshall Bell?
Marshall, yeah,
Marshall
Bell.
You might remember him as Quato, yes, the body of Quato.
That's right.
Also, and then my favorite is in Stand By Me. The wrong kid died.
Oh, yes.
Oh, right. He's a shithead dad in that,
yeah,
movie? Oh, yeah.
And he played it to great effect.
Incredible actor.
But yeah, he shoots the mafia dudes in the leg because like he doesn't want anyone to know his face, but he kind of respects the mafia a little bit, rightfully so.
Yeah, it's like, oh, they're also hired killers.
Yeah.
You know. It's important though.
Game
that
respects
they,
game is the idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They get shot like in the shins.
Yes.
And you're seeing these dudes' legs just blow out. It's important to remember that because later in the movie when they just accidentally change that to you got shot in the foot. And they're walking around on crutches? Absolutely
not.
No,
not happening.
Absolutely.
Also,
I saw that guy's fucking leg explode like the beginning of Saving Private Ryan.
These dudes are done for the summer. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like,
yes. Yep.
Those collections will have to wait.
Dude, my mafia summer is over.
Unless you want to do the collections from a wheelchair. Then you can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not very threatening.
No,
though.
I don't think so.
You get a lot of like, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah,
you
for
know?
Sure.
I could shift.
It's real, it's real degrading work.
Wheel.
Unless you get a lot of gadgets on there, that might be cool.
Hey,
right?
That's, yeah, not bad. Yeah.
Oh,
I
that's
can see
a
that.
Movie.
Get a gun, just flip up.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Press the button.
I think FDR had that. Just in case the
we're
war got
we're now
hot.
Just describing the Professor X super wheelchair.
Okay.
Which
man,
is
but I mean, come on, dude. If you could cruise around in that, you know you would be doing it.
Wait, Professor X had guns on that shit?
In certain iterations.
In the cartoon one, like the big yellow one.
Yeah,
I mean, there's like,
yeah,
cup holders all over the place.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
TV VCR. Guns.
In the cartoon one, it was probably lasers, right? And not,
yeah,
really.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They love bleep, yeah, blooping in that cartoon. Yeah. That's true.
Of course, a toilet right underneath them.
Oh, you need it, dude.
Yeah, right
you need
there.
So we're driving around, and Arnold is like kind of holding on to the outside of the car, and then Kelly Preston's like, "Say," touches his knee, and his muscle rips through his shirt like
it
the
is.
Incredible Hulk.
This signifies him getting a hard on.
Yes.
Kids people. Movie, yeah. Fun family entertainment.
It's really unexpected, and this shirt totally goes, and then it cuts to them like at a gas station, and he's just like, sorry about your shirt. He's not really sorry about it. And this, yeah, is they think he gets in like a just a regular degular, like bad to the bone, like kind, yeah, of t-shirt.
Born to be bad.
Oh, that's, yeah, what it is.
And they're like laughing their tits off at him. Yes. It's like, it's baby's first t-shirt.
Bad to the Bone was his other movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, we do play that in The Terminator. That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
But the next movement is basically we go to the science facility.
Because 55 minutes into this movie, it turns into a road trip situation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
A bit too late in the day to be hitting the road.
And this is when that scientist throws up when he sees Danny DeVito. And it's like, all right, we can tone that down.
It's like, we just forgot to take out the garbage. And that's what you are.
I kind of have to hand it to this guy because you see Arnold Schwarzenegger comes, kicks in your door.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you can tell that he has some protective, you know, feelings for this little Danny DeVito that's right next to him.
To this little Danny DeVito.
Little Danny DeVito.
Okay.
And
just checking.
All the and then even with all that, you're like, this piece of shit shouldn't exist.
Yes.
You're the afterbirth. But now, like, you know, what is the point of this government experiment? They've got
great question.
Arnold is back. I understand Tony Jay's the German scientist, absconded with him
to the
tropics. But, like, shouldn't he be trying to, like, get him back in the super soldier program?
Yes.
What the fuck was this for?
For the super soldier. I think they just want Superman now. I don't think they want super soldiers
anymore.
And
then, you know, you didn't have laser eyes, so we just said, whatever, goodbye.
You can't make things levitate with your mind. In the garbage. Drown it.
You know what it could be, actually? If there was like a prequel, or not a prequel, a prologue, right? You know, at the start of everything, where you see like Tony Jay escaping with the baby.
Yeah, sure.
And then maybe like the original facility's like coming down for some reason.
Or maybe keep super science out of it.
Listen, we also
a possibility.
Other idea.
We just wanted to know if we could combine six sperm into one and then impregnate a lady. End of experiment. Goodbye. Let's say that's done, and yep. We'll never do it again for some reason, and whatever.
Because even Papa Mouskowitz even says, he's like, oh, we've had this door locked for 35 years. Yeah. Really? I mean, so there wasn't another experiment that needed the real estate?
Yeah. What? Converted into a home gym? I don't know. Like.
Or a smoker's lounge, yeah. You know.
Well, that'd be nice.
But didn't they get what they wanted? Like, did they really shut it down just because a mother died in childbirth? A thing but that happened.
She didn't even. She didn't.
Exactly. But why would you stop it? Why?
I don't know. I don't know why you would lie about that. I don't know why you would lie and tell her that the baby died. None of it makes sense.
They should have brought those scientists back for the Junior movie, right?
Yes.
Like have
oh,
that.
We're up to our old tricks.
Right, because that was another vicious comic experiment.
Uh-huh.
But he does tell him the location of their mother. So we're going to go. But before we go, we're going to have a randy night on the town. And this
Aren't
is when
ever.
Danny gives Arnold a makeover. They wear these fantastic shirts.
Arnold went to wherever the fuck New Mexico to get these. We went to Dan Flash's.
Yeah. By the way, we all have twins, and they're much better than us.
Yes, so. Yes. There's a podcast across the street with four Arnold Schwarzenegger-looking twins. And they're all real. A, it's much funnier. And B, man, do they look good.
Yeah. They're not talking about movies, though. It's like fitness routines.
Yeah, yeah.
We all love gyms.
And you know
that's another good gym. That one is also good.
Gold's gym. Oh yeah, good gym.
Solid gym, solid stuff.
The Santa Monica Planet Fitness, honestly, not that good. Not that good.
The bathroom always smells, and I say something at the desk every time, and they never do anything about it.
I'm always setting off the lunk alarm.
You know, they say it's the judgment-free zone, but I feel judged every time the lunk alarm goes off.
Not my fault I had super sperm.
It's not. It's not your fault.
Not a crime.
So, like he's teaching him how to dance and how to woo a lady. And, you
oh,
know.
Sure. It's like, when I want to get him really hot, I do the waltz. So we teach Arnold how to waltz in this movie.
Sure.
And to go to a country bar, country western bar.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to make it really classy, you understand? It's your first time, we're going to make it classy. We're going to a bar called Daddy's Girl.
Yeah,
dude, you know, and so rarely do you see a neon sign with, like, a splayed lady, and they go through the effort of putting nipples on the light.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about with this bar.
Craftsmanship.
Attention to detail.
Craftsmanship.
Primo. primo neon signage.
And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. And they're like doing country line dance and like a lot of ass grabbing happening here.
Oh,
and
dude, like, real cartoonish, like handfuls of ass.
And I'm just like kind of watching the movie. And then Jeff Beck is on guitar. And I'm like, pardon me?
That was a real surprise.
It was a bit odd. Bit odd.
Do some from Blow by Blow. Come on, Jeff.
Yeah, they're not paying for that.
No, not one.
And this is when the mafia shows up. There's Arnold Svenel Thurston shows up as
absolutely,
well.
Absolutely. Oh, as like one of the mafia cousin guys or something. Good old Svenel, man.
Love him.
That must have, I mean, it must have given quite the shake to the Schwarzenegger camp, though.
Oh.
Hey, Arnold. Yeah, it's Jesse. Yeah, Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, why wasn't I in that movie?
Could you come?
Yep, just saying, man. I saw the poster and probably a lot of difficulties in casting. It's called Twins, but one guy's real small. He kind of looks like the guy from Taxi. I'm just saying, me and you, I got the shoehorn bald just like that guy does.
If this is because I agreed to be... Oh, my God, where's my Jesse?
I got to get it back.
You're going to have to keep it simple. That's how you're going to
do it. That's how you're going
to
do it.
You're going to have to keep it simple. Listen, I was just in Demolition Man because I thought we were renovating a condo. I didn't know I was in a Sly movie.
Yeah, I thought it was something for HGTV, man. That was bad on me.
Yeah, but I saw a bald guy in the first 5 minutes of your Twins movie, Arnold. I could have been that. He looked like Daddy Warbucks. I could have been that guy.
Oh, there is one of the cum-dump guys. Yes. Definitely looks like Daddy Warbucks from Annie.
I could have been your father, Arnold.
I like the idea of Jesse the Body Ventura not understanding what comedy is and just being like, yeah. Well, that's not, I don't understand. Those guys look so different.
I mean, it's kind of weird, you know, like, the title and the poster's telling me one thing, but this casting flub is embarrassing.
You know, yeah. if you wanted a bald guy, I was right there.
You know, I buy this ticket to this Ghostbusters picture, you see, and here I'm expecting a bunch of tough guys about to bust some ghosts, but they're all fucking Chicago comedians. And they're quite bumbling.
I was expected to be scared out of my wits.
You know, and I'm just going to say, I don't know what the hell a Caddyshack is, but it's a movie about golf.
I thought it was going to be about a haunted shack. I've got documents on those.
Thought it was going to be nature horror. The golfer was going to eat them all.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not all right, buddy.
You do got to worry about me, all right, tough guy?
Yeah.
How about that?
Why don't you get back in that hole and shut up?
You think you're so great with your animatronic arms shimmying in the hole? Well, you're fucking garbage.
Well, yeah, of course I eat the Babe Ruth. Why don't you eat the Babe Ruth? Well, what's wrong with eating the Babe Ruth?
Perfectly fine candy bar in the pool.
I'm gone, dude.
Okay, we're at the bar.
Yes, thank you.
Svenel Thurston shows up.
Yeah!
The Mickey Mouse Mafia is in these foot guards. Like, just go to bed. Go home.
Yes.
Heal up.
You couldn't find two other heavies?
They did, and they brought them all. Why bring these guys?
Well, you know, I was counting on that work weekend trip, and just because I hurt my foot doesn't mean I should be excluded.
And Maury Chaykin is putting a snub-nosed pistol next to Kelly Preston's heart, and the reaction from Arnold Schwarzenegger is like, that wasn't logical.
He literally goes, yeah, you're not going to do it. I'm calling your bluff, asshole. Go ahead, shoot the girl.
Yes.
I just met that bimbo, okay?
See if I give a shit. She already caught me looking at pornography in a grocery store.
She's like, I'm so attracted to this guy.
He doesn't care if I live or die, and he just openly reads pornography in the grocery store.
That's world-class necking right there, you know what I mean?
That's true.
That's an alpha right there. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
But he dispatches these
He
dudes.
Kicks these dudes in the face and then does a good clunk headbutt with two people.
And, like, this bar that was just besieged by four gunmen, like literal dudes with guns, just applaud and go back to the business. You know, they're like...
They dance around their bodies.
Yes.
Which is something I always wanted to do.
Yeah, for sure.
But this is a joke for, like, the bar that the Blues Brothers play, like the country western bar, where, like, that's the reaction. This is, like, Jeff Beck and this lady singing this kind of, like, smoothish sort of rock tune.
Yeah.
They would be phased, is what I'm saying.
Sure.
They would just be a scotch phased by what's going on here. Not dancing around dead bodies.
I hope they're dead. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the last you hear of the mafia, right? So possibly.
Yeah, that's fair.
So that there's one plot line ended.
We're a check mark.
Haven't gone to the corporate espionage. That's going to take a little longer.
Danny, we got to get to Houston. We are wanted men in New Mexico.
But
triple
first,
homicide.
First, we've got to have sex. We're doing it, man. Sure. It's going to happen.
Oh, is it ever?
And it's without a beaker. What do you know about that?
Danny DeVito's like, I'm going to go into, you know, Linder's room, and we're going to have sex, and like, you just stay here and listen, Arnold.
Now, there's, you know.
What's that song he's singing? Like,
it's going to be your time, bro. You're going to be,
gonna
time,
be
bro.
A good night, bro.
Yeah,
it's going to be a good night, bro. It's going to be a good night, bro. They could not hire a fucking songwriter for Danny DeVito.
No.
So Danny DeVito is just saying good night, bro, in different octaves.
They should have brought in Chris Christopherson to whip something up for him.
A nice ballad there, a road ballad.
Sure. The movie's about what? All right, chicken shit, I'll write you a gentle country song about it.
You're going to have a good night, bro. Going to have a good night, bro.
Basically, what I was doing.
Music and performance by Chris Christopherson. Lyrics improvised by Danny DeVito. You got to make sure the credit's right.
Yeah, sure.
They don't look alike at all. Wait a second.
They look mismatched.
Now, hang on. You brought me to write a song for a film called Twins, but I saw that poster. They ain't no twins.
They might be wearing the same outfit and what have you, but they ain't no twins.
That's what I was saying.
Finally, someone gets it over here.
The weird Danny line,
high
by
five,
the way.
Chris.
The weird Danny line when he's going to like go off, you know, for the rest of the evening. He's like, yeah, I got to go read Linder a bedtime story. And I'm like,
Yeah.
Again, that's fucking weird.
Yeah. Especially also to do that when you're significantly older than your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Just leave that one alone. And Kelly Preston shows up. She's like, yeah, I got kicked out of the other room. Mind if I sleep in here tonight? He's like, certainly, I will sleep on the floor while my batteries reactivate.
And what is this? He's always sleeping on the floor. Was he like raised like a barnyard animal on that island?
I think so,
dude.
He's
got fed hay and stuff.
Yeah, he's in the barn with all the pig people and the horse people.
And the turtles, yeah.
And the turtle people.
They don't have beds. They don't even have hay.
But she like sleeps in the bed. She's like, wow, she gets into this bed.
God.
There's one shot.
Woo.
And there's no other way to put it. She is presenting. She is like...
There's no other way to say it.
There isn't.
We talked about it for 25 minutes backstage.
Yes.
That's the best we came up with. Because that's what's happening, all right?
And he's like, well, that's interesting. Good night.
Dude.
You know, it's going to be very difficult for you to sleep with your ass up in the air like that.
Could you and your ass and legs keep it down?
I'm trying to read.
She's doing the thing where she's like, you know, making up excuses to get down on the floor with him. And so one of her things is like, oh, the mattress is lumpy. But there's a really bad like ADR recording where it doesn't sound like Kelly Preston at all. Did you catch this?
No.
It sounds exactly like Katharine Hepburn.
Oh, really?
It's like, it's the camera's like on Arnold and he's got like the pillow over his head or whatever, trying to like just get Boner Town to go away. And you just hear like, oh my goodness, this mattress is too lumpy. I was like, where in the Philadelphia story did that shit come from?
I'd love to be on the floor. Let's get on the floor.
My goodness, you're massive.
It's like three Cary Grants together.
Now, I don't understand. I saw the poster for the movie, and it's called Twins, but you're tall, and he's garbage.
So thankfully, there is no actual sex scene. It's like a quick cut.
Thankfully, okay.
I mean, you know.
Might want to see it.
What are you, under 23 and complaining on the internet about sex scenes?
Yeah. Fair point.
Get fucking, that's what I say.
I mean, it would be a bit odd in the middle of this family comedy.
Come on now.
What I'm realizing now is it's not a family comedy. I just had a bad family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dude, no movie that within the first 4 minutes someone's got a snifter of semen
yeah, yeah.
Can you qualify as a family film? Absolutely.
And my mom and dad's like, yeah, keep going. Yeah, no, get closer to the TV.
Do you know what they're doing right now?
You gotta learn something, boy. You get your nose up to that screen and you learn.
I don't. I agree a little bit. I don't think there should have been a sex scene, but there should have been a scene where he finishes, catches it in his hand,
no,
and then runs next door to be like, Danny, we have to mix it. That's no, how they do it, right? We have to mix.
At the beginning of that, I was like... I was like, oh, Chris is going to go, oh, no, this is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. Dude, you know when it's like you're walking down the stairs at night, you know, yeah. and you got the lights off, and you're like, that's the last step, and then you step thinking it's the floor,
yeah.
and it's another fucking step? That's what just happened.
Yes.
I was like, this is going great. Another step.
Nope, come mixing. God. What are we talking about here?
Yeah. It's my family heritage.
This is how you do it, right?
But the gag that you could do is it goes over to Chloe and Danny, right? And they're in the room, and it's like, I wonder how Arnold's doing over there.
Yeah.
And then you just hear, like, Klingon screams.
Oh, yeah, or, like, the entire wall is shaking
severely.
Yeah, dude,
totally. Like, a painting goes flying off the wall.
No, I mean, he's a 35-year-old virgin. It's 31 seconds, and, oh, Jesus Christ! Scheiße!
Meine Gott in Himmel!
And she's like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
Daddy! Through the wall.
Yes,
Daddy, yeah. I need a flask! Give me a flask!
I'm gonna go see what the shower head situation's like in the bathroom.
Chris, was the flask to save the scene?
Yes. Of course, yeah. Okay. Of course. Well, where else are you gonna put
it? Right.
You had problems with the hand stuff.
I got problems with both of it. How about that?
That's fair.
I got no problem with nothing.
They go the next day. They're in great spirits because everyone had sex.
Absolutely.
It is now like poly family that they've accidentally started.
A little bit of polycule, yeah.
Yeah, they drive to this compound where the mother is supposed to be, this artist.
Whispering
compound.
Pines, dude.
Whispering Pines.
Whispering Pines.
And, like, she's just a weird liar. I don't understand what the scene's about.
No, that's accurate.
Yeah.
She's like...
Well, it was a top secret government program, right?
Oh, did she think that if she said yes, they were going to assassinate her?
Yeah, it was just men from the government.
Okay, got it.
That first guy they meet at the gate might be her handler. He might just be there to watch over her.
That's true. They break in. They have to jump over this wall into this... painting commune that is really good security. That surprised
Excellent
me.
Security.
Yeah.
And this is Bonnie Bartlett as Marianne Benedict. And she's no stranger to playing mothers of garbage people. She played fucking Tim the Toolman's Taylor mother on 5 episodes of Home Improvement. That's a dude who was created in a jerk-off experiment, no doubt about it.
Well, no, they made a jerk-off in the experiment.
Right, yeah. At least that experiment had a goal.
It did.
We want to make a jerk-off narc. Okay.
But she's like, oh, yeah. She's like doing this Obi-Wan Kenobi routine. She's like, oh, your mother died quite some time ago.
Oh, Marianne Benedict. That's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
At the end of the movie, she's like, from a certain point of view, what I told you was correct.
So they're devastated because she does tell them that their mother's dead. And Danny DeVito is like really upset. He's so upset, he leaves everyone else on the side of the fucking road.
Dude, he pulls a reverse 5 easy pieces.
Yes. Yeah.
He takes the car,
yes.
but still leaves them all at the truck stop.
Because at the very least, the lady in 5 easy pieces could drive home.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. Karen Black, I think?
I believe so.
That sounds right.
And he goes, I don't know what I was doing. I got this. There's this whole other movie I should have been in. I get $5 million.
I'm going to check in on the corporate espionage or whatever.
Okay, so the cum thing has ended. That storyline has ended. So now we start the espionage. Get back to it.
It's just so half-assed and rushed. And then we get like Arnold walking around, I guess. This is supposed to be Texas.
Yeah, Houston. Yeah. He's like... Again, he's just following his nose to where Danny DeVito might be.
I smell my twin. I smell him.
That never happened? Seriously? Not once? And like close vicinity. Like where is she in the house?
No sense of presence at all? Like she's upstairs? Nothing?
I can't believe the movie Twins lied to us this bad. It's fucking ridiculous.
Well, I can't believe you volunteered that information, dude. You're a huge, huge mistake.
Maybe the mad science thing gave them powers, right? Maybe
yeah, I think that's probably what it is.
Yeah,
they're like super twins.
Yeah. They're super twins.
Original title, Super Twins.
Yeah, we were a baby genius.
I wore glasses as a baby and talked. It was crazy. They made a movie about it.
John Voight played my father.
But meanwhile, Danny DeVito does just drop this car off at a parking garage. He gets $5 million.
Oh, that's right. He meets Beetroot.
Yes.
In person. Beetroot and other guy.
Beetroot McKinley and Celery Johnson.
Oh, right. That's right. And his bodyguard, Celery Johnson. Yes.
And the deal goes great, but then they're murdered because, again, the fucking movie Twins has a higher body count than a Friday the 13th movie.
Not too far. Not too
check
far.
Check against some of them. I think I might be
which,
right.
By the way, a marquee for Friday the 13th, Part 7, The New Blood, in the background of this movie at one point.
Oh, so that's right.
That's what we call foreshadowing.
I see.
And man, and what a time to be alive. You know, you got Willow out, Friday the 13th, 7, The New Blood. Excellent.
We got a return, folks.
It's at least 6 or 7 dead. David Caruso gets murdered off screen.
Yeah. I need the sound effect of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what's the difference at that point? You're not getting rated R.
Some tourist finds his body, like, curled up in it. It's an easy shot, everybody.
It is. Yeah. This is like kind of the last gasp. Arnold just knows where Danny is and
he kind of sniffed him out. Yes. You know, and then it sort of turns into the most it's ever an Arnold movie.
Yeah.
Guns are going off and people are dodging them. That's about as close as
we're kind
as
of
it
running
gets
around a factory that could be a refinery of
yep,
some
it
kind.
It could be a Terminator factory, absolutely.
Yes.
There's one more twin.
I order you not to go. I order you not to go.
I need a vacation.
Yeah.
That line works in both movies, actually, so that...
I cannot self-twin. You're going to have to do...
Hey, speaking of which, we're talking
call
Terminator.
Call the Kelly Preston now.
Dude, we're talking Terminator. That little HBO first look thing that we played there?
Yeah.
So this is 1988. T2 Judgment Day is not out yet. And this commercial is like, don't worry, Terminator fans, your favorite hero is sticking to action. I was like, did you fucking see the movie announcer guy? He's not the hero in that Terminator
movie.
There
are plenty of people that grew up thinking he was the hero in that movie and loving Skynet, right?
Look, it just, you know what? It doesn't mean you have to produce an inaccurate behind-the-scenes featurette just because people are stupid.
Well, they remind you midway through that he is the Terminator because, of course, he gets an I'll be back.
Of course he does.
He does do an I'll be back.
That's
contractual.
Yet again, it's too much. I'm like, oh, shit, am I watching a movie? Nope. I'm definitely watching a movie. Okay, got it.
You know, Ivan, I read all 97 pages of this script. Not one I'll be back.
Listen, you have to do I'll be back and then mention Conan the Barbarian. And of course, the Planet Hollywoods I might be opening.
And I'm also just really confused on page one. This guy, Danny DeVito, does not look like me at all. Like, not even a little bit.
Are you keeping the title Twins? It doesn't make any sense, Ivan.
I didn't notice until my friend pointed it out, but now it's actually bothering me.
Yeah, did you tell him? Did you tell him about the flub in the script?
I'm on the phone right now, Jesse. I'm on the phone with him right now.
Because I don't want you being embarrassed doing this movie. That guy looks nothing like you, and they're calling it Twins.
I know, it's really confusing. It's getting me, it's taking me out of the whole thing.
I mean, look, I'm just saying, buddy, you put a movie out called The Terminator, you're the Terminator front and center. No fucking confusion there.
I'm starting to think that Sly is trying to get me back with this one.
Look, Commando, right there. Again, you're the titular Commando.
He was supposed to be Suburban Commando. Did you read that?
No. He almost stole an acting role from Terry Bollea?
This is IMDb trivia, which might be fan fiction, but yes, I read this too.
There were two things that, with the title of this. This was originally, this would have helped Jesse Ventura.
Yeah.
This was supposed to be called Brothers at first.
Oh, okay.
But do you know why they couldn't call it? Because it might have gotten mixed up with another movie that was being made at the time that was at the time called Brothers. It turned out to be a movie called Dead Ringers.
Yeah.
Oh.
If anybody knows that one, so... Danny, we are both surgeons now.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
Yes, he was. They had been in talks to do Suburban Commando, and then Hulk Hogan would have done Twins
with Christopher Lloyd. Is what they
said.
Oh man! Yeah.
Now, what if Amazon rebooted the Twins franchise with Rachel Weisz?
Mm-hmm.
And one, it's just regular Rachel Weisz, and then the other one, she's like standing on her knees the whole time with shoes. And she's got like a little bald spot, you know?
Or maybe it's Rachel Weisz and like Rhea Perlman.
Oh, yeah, even better. There you go.
Maybe she's available. She's awesome. Yeah,
she's
awesome. She knows comedy.
So like basically Marshall Bell just kind of like in an action figure commercial, somebody presses a button and a bunch of shit falls on him?
Well, Danny DeVito murders him.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's like he pulls a lever and like, one ton of chains falls on this guy.
And as a kid, this was the one thing I always remembered about the movie. I was like, oh, the movie where the chains kill that poor man.
Phenomenal picture.
Well, it goes out like Wile E. Coyote, man. Yes. It's horrible.
No, Leslie Nielsen should be doing this. This should be from the files of Police Squad.
Yes.
And he should just be like, oh, I can't turn off the chain thing. Okay. Oh, boy.
So he's dead. And,
yes, he is.
Now sure we got all the money. We got the $5 million, and we were talked into giving it back.
Yes.
Or do we?
And then we get on the cover of USA Today that says like "Twins solve engine problem."
And everyone reading the newspaper is like, "That's got to be a typo." What the fuck? Look at these guys.
Twins. I mean, you know what, honey? Get me the number to the newspaper. Yeah. They're going to have to issue a correction here. Look at these guys.
Twins, parentheses, question mark. Safe. It's a weird headline.
And the mother is just like, oh my word, those two boys weren't assassins after all.
And she stops off.
This lady's so full of herself that it's like, they must be coming for my money or to kill me.
Yes.
Nobody knows who you are, lady.
Nobody cares.
Nobody
gives a
shit. She goes
to yell at the scientist briefly.
Oh, she kind of punches him in the face. Would have been better with like a kick to the nuts.
Yes. Yeah. Since it's a nut-related movie, definitely.
Exactly.
A nut
thing. You like playing with people's balls, huh?
Yeah. Let's see you reconstitute that semen.
And
yeah, let's see it. Let's see you do it, Papa Mouskowitz.
I thought about not saying that, and I'm glad I did.
Me too. And he, you know, they're like super successful now. It's more than implied that Danny DeVito stole $1 million of this.
Oh, because it's one of those like, you know, they were getting paid $5 million for this drop off. And then he's like, yeah, Arnold, we returned the $4 million.
The thing is that they returned the money to who? The dude is dead.
Yeah.
It was an illegal deal. Like, what are we talking about?
You murdered, you killed off one too many plot lines. There's nobody left to return the money to.
Oh, come on. No, you go to the child of Beetroot McKinley. Carrot Top McKinley. I think that's what you go to.
And it's like, here's your money back. And listen, when you grow up, if you're still sore about me killing your father.
Oh, you shit. Know, is that why Carrot Top's getting in such good shape lately?
Yes.
Oh, dude. He's getting ready to take out his revenge on Beetroot something or other.
He's going to kill Danny DeVito.
I'd watch that fight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In a movie.
Yeah, in a movie, of course.
In a movie or television show, maybe.
Or a short clip that's shared on Twitter that shouldn't be, yeah.
And it's just gross. The ending. One of the endings of this movie is like she comes in and she's like, my boys, and they both turned to like, mama.
Dude, you see Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito devolve into the baby from Dinosaurs.
Yes.
It's just this, mama. What are you doing? If I'm that lady, I am turning tail and leaving.
You're 35. Mom is totally fine. Yeah.
I believe you owe me some milk.
Oh, God.
I got some lips. They need a latching.
She brings him a teddy bear. She's kind of asking for this treatment.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, you know already you're going to meet your two twin sons.
Sure.
One teddy bear? What the fuck?
Well,
you're supposedly some art commune millionaire.
I got the answer for this. It's one for the good one and nothing for the garbage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gotta keep that going.
She agreed with Mouskowitz, ultimately. She was like, no, yeah, he is garbage. You're right, the little one's garbage.
And the end of the movie is, I guess there's no extradition on Tony J. He comes to the mainland here.
Finally.
This is stupid. It should be the Jack LaLanne guy.
Yeah, it's Tony J and, like, they're all in a park, and of course, Arnold and everybody have had twins with their respective sisters.
Isn't that something? That's great.
Is that a product of the experiment? Like, every offspring is going to have...
That's a genetic thing. Like, twins are more prone to having twins. Or if you have twins in your
family... What do you think?
You got kids? You got kids?
The one thing I know about twins. So
you
just
think that's going to happen, though, dude? Like, you're going to be, like, doubling up? Like a 2-for-1 coupon?
Gotta start saving now.
Yeah,
got it.
But they all have twins, and it's like, ah, twins on twins on twins.
Which is fucked up, because the end of Junior is like them also like on vacation.
And everybody's got babies.
And everybody's got babies. Someone had to say something. Look, I know he was Ivan Reitman. He was a giant. Ask for a rewrite. You can't have that twice in a movie.
If you're going to do it, you have to also include Kindergarten Cop and have him steal some kids at the end.
Yep.
Now you're coming with me.
You're twins. It's okay. Yeah.
I'm a police officer. It's okay.
Get in my Geo. We're going for a drive. But yeah, that's twins. That's the end of the movie. That is the end of this weird movie.
Wonderful picture.
So that, of course, means we do have to start wrapping it up here. We want to thank you all for coming out. You've been awesome. Give yourselves another round of applause.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Be sure you are tipping your server generously, folks.
Absolutely.
These are hard, strange, shitty times. Tip generously. Now, for all of y'all who have not seen us live before, what we like to do to end a show here, you know, is check in with the best place on the internet where you can go to find grounded, intelligent... Well thought out, not insane whatsoever, writing about film. You guessed it, the Internet Movie Database user review section.
One of these days we're going to run out and we're just going to have to start going to Reddit. Then it's going to get really bad.
Hey, Fred Reddit over here, everybody. Look at that. All right. You got some real weird people on your website, Fred. All right. No, the logical step, by the way, is Letterboxd.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, Letterboxd. There's a bunch of fucking freaks on there, too. Don't worry
about it. Not crazy enough. This is the Wild West. I need the Wild West.
All right, fair enough.
Respected people on Letterboxd.
All right, here we go. We're all on there. All right, here we go. First one, 10 out of 10 stars.
Wow.
The subject line is 6.1 average at time of writing.
Right?
Which was 4 o'clock in the morning. Valentine's Day.
The 10th of May, 2022. I wish.
Right. Dang.
We did have a Valentine's... What was that show? There was a Valentine's Day somewhere along the way. This is by Barry Devine, 36663. There must be a bug in the IMDb rating system.
You don't say.
How on God's earth does this masterpiece only receive a mere 6.1 out of 10? I can only imagine the amount of terrible movies that score higher.
The mind boggles.
Anyway.
Anywho.
It's a beautiful, feel-good, heartwarming, action-packed, hilarious movie that may even get you to shed a tear.
Mm. At gunpoint? Maybe.
Now this tells you everything that's wrong with IMDb. I gave it a 10 to raise the average, though it probably does deserve a 9.
Great. It's fantastic.
Closing line, a big thank you to its producers.
You're very welcome, says Ivan Reitman from beyond the grave.
You're very welcome.
All right, here we go. Another one here. 1 out of 10 stars.
Oh, no.
Boo this man! Okay. Subject line, trash. Man, this is great. Written the 28th of August, 2019. Username, Eric, you ready? This might have been you.
Uh-oh.
England sucks, 8873.
I'm just saying they shouldn't be telling us what to do. Right?
One of your burner accounts? Is one
no,
of them?
No, no.
All right.
No.
This is very in-depth. Get ready.
Okay.
It was so bad that I just stopped watching in the movie. End of review.
Nice. Maybe that was me, actually.
You get these late night rants, man. It's like the 16th review that person posted in the night, you know?
I was in a bad place for a long time.
Fucking twins, I'll get that one, you see.
I'm still in a bad place. I need help.
1 out of 10 stars. We got a couple more here. 1 out of 10 stars. Username Vux.
All right.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. April the 26th, 2022. This is a weird one. Everything bad that's ever happened in my life can be traced back to this movie.
Oh, man. I gotta hear this. Hey,
was this you again?
This might be me. Yeah. This might be me.
Are you Vux and England Sucks?
I get blackout drunk and I watch this movie all the time, apparently.
Son of a bitch, twins.
All right, so everything in my life would trace back to this movie. All right.
I'm leaving you. You're watching Twins too much.
Possibly. Possibly. Yeah.
Probably.
Junior, I have cancer, and it's from all the twins watching.
Well, I'm sorry, Tom. We can't keep you on here. You're just watching Twins far too much. It's a real, real shame.
We need to talk about your Marshall Bell addiction.
Second sentence and final sentence of the review. So I'll just do the whole thing. You make the whole experience here, right? Okay. Everything bad that's ever happened in my life can be traced back to this movie. If you know, you know.
I do not.
I don't know. I really do not know.
I know.
You know, stash away them pennies for therapy.
I don't know.
I can't help you. All right, here we go. This is the last one. This is the last one. I know. I know. I know. I know. I know. All right. 10 out of 10 stars. We're going to end a high note. Subject line, outstanding. Written the 3rd of July, 2020. Just fucking knee deep in lockdown.
Oh, yeah.
You're watching Twins.
There's your positive review right there. You're cut off from society. This is fantastic.
Anything looks good when you're living the life of Julius Benedict.
All right, here we go. Oh, this is Justin. What is it, Justin Scrotum? Justin Sukrum.
Oh, okay, good.
I thought it said Scrotum for a second, which would have been perfect. But I'm not going to fake it. It doesn't say that. All right, but what it does say, these guys come from different worlds, but unify through love. A genius story that's very entertaining. Can't wait for Triplets. We've been We Hate Movies from New York City.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, everybody. Los Angeles. So y'all have been awesome. We will see y'all next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Make sure you close out your tab and take care of the servers. We do have another show heading in, so we do have to shut down the showroom. Thank you so much for joining us.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
I'm Tobin Heath, 2-time World Cup winner.
And I'm Kristen Press, 2-time World Cup winner.
And this is The Recap Show. This is the first time we'll be watching the World Cup in over a decade. We know we're not alone with how we feel about the way people talk about women's sports. We want to be part of the solution.
Having been there many times before ourselves, Tobin and I are going to bring to you what it's like to play in a World Cup, what's really happening behind the scenes, all the good juicy bits.
The Recap Show will bring you gal culture at its finest. We all know what bro culture is, but what is gal culture? We're here to define it.
We have incredible guests joining us.
You're going to get the strongest perspective, the strongest minds the game has to offer.
This is our narrative, our culture, and we get to tell it our way.
Nobody can speak about the World Cup better than us. You'll hear it all on The Recap Show. Premiering July 20th, you're going to find The Recap Show everywhere. YouTube, TikTok, Twitter,
Instagram,
Threads,
and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Recap.
Welcome to the show. LFG.